Sometimes if a man is said lost some weight, he might have to have these to hold up his pants.
Suspenders, or galluses.
Are they the same thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ever heard anybody call them braces?
Yes, I have. That's been a long time.
Were they still the same, about the same?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the kind of thing you might hold up over your head when it's doing what it's doing mm-hmm. right now?
An umbrella.
Yeah, ever hear another word for that?
Parasol.
Are they the same thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then back years ago, my grandmother considered the parasol for the sun. To ward off the sun, it didn't have to be waterproof.
That reminds me of a very embarrassing incident when I was about, 2 years old, I guess maybe younger. It was a very sunny day in Montgomery, and we were downtown. And I was walking downtown with my mother, and many of the black ladies had umbrellas. You know, we carry umbrellas in the sun, and I made some comment about that. And a very obvious comment right in front of them. Look how stupid that lady is carrying an umbrella or something like that.
You didn't think about it.
In the sun. It never dawned on me that people use them to keep the sun out of their eyes. We talked earlier about the bedroom, and a question I meant to ask. When you are making up your bed, what are the things you put on the bed? What goes
the
on
bed
the bed?
Bed clothes, I have heard.
And what makes up your bed clothes?
The sheets, the blankets, the pillowcases, mm-hmm. and the bedspread. Mm-hmm. And we, years ago, my grandmother called it a canopane.
Canopane, wonder why?
That is an old name for a bed coverlet.
Is that same thing as a spread?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, if it gets very cold in the winter and you don't turn up your heat, you might add something else to your bed.
Add a quilt or blankets.
Quilt and blanket the same thing?
No, a blanket is the woven, a quilt is usually pieced and quilted. Mm-hmm. Now that doesn't tell you much, I was just saying quilted. It's usually done by hand with small stitches. There's a lining on the back side and then the cotton inside or some type of our newer fabrics or fiber fills or something, and then the decorative top that's been all quilted together.
Sometimes people, there's something mm-hmm. similar to that you might use, especially if you say you're cold right now, you might put this over you.
A shawl?
Mm-hmm, or something heavier. Well, you ever heard of the term comforter?
Oh, yes.
And what's a comforter?
I have a comforter. It's similar to a quilt. Most of them are quilted.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned pillow a minute or two ago. You remember anything at the head of a bed that went the whole
length? Bolster. We had bolsters when I was growing up.
Or did they still make them? Could you get one now?
Yes, you could buy one now. They are decorative. I know then we would take the pillows off in the daytime, you know, and make up the bed with the bolster. Mm-hmm. And the
bolster goes, wow.
All the way across. Usually it was round. Mm-hmm. And you would tuck the bedspread around it. Mm-hmm. Something to look attractive.
Mm-hmm. Say you have a pretty large home, but say you had so much coming you didn't have a bed for everyone, you might make something down on the floor.
Make it down a pallet. Mm-hmm.
And what kinds of land did you have on the farm? If land, say, the soil was very good and crops grew, you said that land was what? It was
very rich.
More. Didn't have to fertilize it, you'd say the land was already what? Besides, any word for rich you might use there?
I guess so.
What other kinds of land would you have?
Productive.
Productive, yeah. Mm-hmm. What other kinds of land?
Well, we had clay soil, the red field, we call it. In fact, where we live now, the land behind us, we call one of the fields back there. It's in pines at the time, but when it was under cultivation, we called it the red field.